Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy, recording at 9:15 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is December 4th, and today we had a relatively mixed day on stock markets generally. The China A shares remain weak, and the deterioration in the consumer sector continues. And since consumer staples in particular were perhaps the best performing sector, and certainly the steadiest until the last 3 weeks, that is an indication, at least, that the process of tightening that the Chinese government have been going through, and while they've let up on that somewhat in the last few months, there hasn't been any real substantive measures. And the question now is to what extent they're going to allow the consumer to come under additional pressure when it is their best chance of further development is to promote the consumer. So the chances are that we are getting increasingly close to some form of easing, but until we see substantive evidence that that is the case, then the chances are that the stock market is going to remain under pressure. The Hang Seng, having posted a downside key reversal yesterday, was a little bit steadier in here today, so no immediate follow-through, but considering that we've had such an impressive rally over the last 3 or 4 weeks, not just in Asia, but just about everywhere else, there is the potential that we're going to see some additional consolidation of recent gains. And in Asia, some of the smaller markets, like the Philippines, continue to advance. And India continues to be very firm indeed. There is an interesting comparison. And if one looks at the Indian market and the Turkish market, and you put them side by side, they've practically got an identical chart pattern, except that Turkey is outperforming now by a wide margin, and India is lagging. And one can look at the performance of the various currencies, and the lira has been really quite firm, particularly against the US dollar, at least very steady, for the last number of months. And it is that steadiness that has coincided with the outperformance of the stock market, and it's Turkey's inflation rate came in at the lowest level in quite some time yesterday, and that has helped to support the stock market even further. And then we look at India, which has got a very similar chart pattern with perhaps a lag of about 6 months. And the rupee has at least steadied, and provided it continues to steady and doesn't decline further, then that will act as a tailwind for the stock market. And inflation has been a problem in India, and the RBI has been diligent in attempting to curtail that inflationary pressure. But India's inflationary problem has been sticky for a reason, and that is because of its rather intransigent bureaucracy and need for innovation and lack of infrastructure, particularly in warehousing and refrigerated supply and really the agricultural sector generally. And if we see reform in that area, that would be highly positive. And if that also coincides with steadiness in the currency and additional improvements in the situation in terms of governance, then there is every possibility that we'll see the Indian stock market follow a similar trajectory to that of which we've seen in Turkey recently. And when we look at what's been happening in the Asian stock markets, one easy way to look at various countries is via the lens of their respective banking sectors. And China's banks remain weak. And India's banks have been leading to the upside. And the Indian banks in particular have been outperforming and have been temporal leaders, and by temporal I mean timing, that they have bottomed early, topped early, moved to positions of outperformance early. That remains the case, and they continue to outperform the wider market. The Singaporean banks have pushed up out of their short-term range and are outperforming the domestic market. And the UK banks have broken out of their short-term range and are outperforming their domestic market. And that's particularly important for the UK for the simple reason that HSBC has been accused of money laundering in the last few months, and Standard Chartered has been fined by the US government, and Barclays has been embroiled in the LIBOR scandal. Standard Chartered has exposure to mainland China, which is slowing down. And when one looks at all of those headlines, to the fact that the market is actually moving to a position of outperformance and that the banks are actually going higher is very positive indeed. The UK has significant challenges ahead of it, and the fact that the economy is flirting with recession despite the incredible liquidity that has been pumped in is probably a cause for concern for a considerable number of its citizens. But the UK is also one of the largest capital markets in the world, and it has such a huge array of companies that are not just leveraged to domestic growth, but to growth in the global economy. And it is those companies that represent such a high weighting in the FTSE 100 that the index has been going sideways now for the bones of 2 years. And it's right up at the upper side of the range at present. And while there is the possibility that we're going to see some additional consolidation here, there is every likelihood that the FTSE could break out of this range at some point next year. And that would likely be because of leadership in the banking sector, provided it continues, and also potentially from autonomy type companies, for which the UK has quite a considerable number. In Europe, the majority of stock markets have rallied impressively, but they've all returned to positions of previous resistance, and we've seen a number break upwards. But the DAX is right there in the region of its peak, and so is the CAC, and so is the Dutch market. And when we've seen such impressive rebounds, and the fact that Wall Street has posted downside key reversals yesterday and had ever so small follow-through in here today, it does suggest that there is this considerable possibility that we're going to see at least a consolidation of recent gains. We've had such an impressive rally in stock markets because of improving sentiment towards a compromise in the fiscal cliff, but there hasn't been actual headlines to support that, and it remains very much an open question, and the potential for additional volatility before the end of the year remains a considerable risk, and that increases the likelihood that we're going to see a consolidation, at least in the short term. In the commodity complex today, oil, having been up in early trading, it finished down on the day about $0.75, and it has been so remarkable that in the last 6 weeks, it's been up one day and down the next, and usually by a dollar or more, so that when one looks at the stock, looks at the oil market, one can feel bullish one day and bearish the next. But at present, it looks like it's rolling over. And if we start to see it putting together a string of days to the downside, then the chances are that it will extend what has been a 6 month decline. And natural gas, having pulled back from the region of $4, is back at $3.54, and this represents the region of the progression of higher reaction lows. And if the advance from $1.80 is going to remain consistent, then this is where it's going to find support. And if it fails to find support here, then that will represent a break in the progression of higher reaction lows and a major inconsistency, and will open the door to additional declines. In the precious metal markets today, gold pulled back by $20, platinum by $26, silver by 76 cents, and palladium by $8. And palladium has encountered resistance now in the region of $700. And that represents the upper side of a year-long range. And it really does need to push above $700 to suggest a return to demand dominance beyond the short term. Gold back in the region of $1,700 represents a potential area of support. but a clear upward dynamic will be required to suggest that demand is returning right here in this area. And we're coming back into the progression of higher reaction lows that has been in evidence since May. So if it is going to find support and we're going to see an upward break by gold, and that means above 1800 and above 1900 in the next few weeks or potentially months, then it is going to find support in this area. And this is potentially an interesting area from the bullish perspective. I was shaken out of my platinum position last week, not too far from where prices are right now. So I'm thinking about nibbling, but I would prefer to see some evidence that demand is returning. And in the soft commodity sector, we continue to see that there's been a considerable amount of volatility, and particularly in the coffee market, which had a good rally during November and has given up almost the entire advance and is right back on its lows, both Arabica and Robusta. And if it is going to find support, then it should do so in a dynamic fashion. And I was clicking through a number of shares over the weekend, and one stood out to me as something that has had a very steep decline and is rallying. And that's Green Mountain Coffee Roasters. And when I looked up the news, it has got one of the largest short interests to free float of any share, at least of last week. That does suggest that there is short covering going on right now. And this is a share that had fallen from 70 to 17. So there is the capacity for an additional advance in the very short term. What it does subsequently and where it begins to find support on a subsequent pullback is anyone's guess, but it does look like it could go higher from here. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish all the best to all of you.